This is News Talk Tonight.
Get up.
With Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
45 minutes away, David Cooper will be here. Slow News Day on the way as well. Plus the excitement of me talking on Wednesday, or if it's on podcast. It's whenever it is, I guess. I don't know when you're listening on podcast. By the way, we always recommend that you follow and subscribe to the News Talk Tonight, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Follow and subscribe. Each and every week, we do a different Ask Anything, whether it is a profession or an unusual hobby. If you think you have an idea, you can text us at 71010. And we'll either take your idea and run and try to find somebody with it, or maybe if it's you with your unusual career or profession or hobby, we would contact you. 71010 to be a part of the exciting Ask Anything. Ask a psychic medium anything. Matt Frazier is America's top psychic medium, and he's on tour right across the country. Coming up May 1st, he'll be at Centennial Hall, London, Ontario, Peterborough on May the 2nd, the 3rd, Fallsview Casino in Niagara Falls, and then he will be in Winnipeg at the Club Regent Event Center for two nights in Winnipeg. So we're joined right now by Matt Frazier. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
How did you, was it an actual show? Like you were the winner of America's Top Psychic?
No, it actually wasn't a show, but I had a reality TV show on E! Which followed me and my life and my family. And basically, what you don't see, which is behind the scenes of my life, when I get off stage after doing live readings, because what's amazing is this, is that even though I talk to the dead, I do live a normal life. Well, some of a normal life.
Okay, so you talk to the dead. Do all psychics talk to the dead?
No, actually, you know, there's all different types of psychics, and there are pet psychics that communicate with pets that have passed on. There's medical psychics that might be able to pinpoint things within your body. For example, if you're lacking a certain vitamin, or if there's something in your body that you need to pay attention to. There's angel mediums that connect with your angels and spirit guides, and then there's just mediums that connect with the other side. But what's really cool is that every medium has their own unique gift, and every medium has their own unique way of connecting with the other side, and the information comes differently to everybody.
Before I ask you, but what do you say to the naysayers? I guess they have to see it to believe it for a lot of people. Let's go back. When does one discover that they might have this talent?
Well, you know, what's amazing is for me, it took me a while to actually understand that I was a psychic medium. I mean, I grew up like that little boy from The Sixth Sense. I would see and hear dead people in my room at night just being 3, 4, 5 years old. But when you're that young, you don't realize that you have a gift or a talent or ability. You just think that the house is haunted or where you're going is haunted. You know, for the longest time, I had no idea why the souls would come to me. And growing up, I did everything that I possibly could to make the voices stop. I did everything that I possibly could to live a normal life. But what was so amazing is that as much as I tried to avoid it, the more the souls would try to get the messages to me.
And how old would you have been then?
I mean, I was 3, 4, 5 years old when this first started happening. And then I pushed it away for years and years and years. So, you know, as I started getting older, I realized that this wasn't normal, that not everybody could see and hear the departed. And I was scared because I would talk to people about it and tell people about what I was seeing and hearing and experiencing. And they weren't feeling or sensing what I was feeling. So I pushed it away for years and years and years, and as much as I tried to make the voices stop, I realized one thing. I realized that I could see and sense people on a different level. I could feel people's pain. I could feel people's emotion. I could feel what other people were going through. So I always felt like my calling or what I had to do was be in the medical field. So I actually started my career as an EMT, where I worked for the World Trade Center in Boston, Massachusetts, here in the United States. And then I went to go and see a medium for the first time myself because I wanted to see somebody who was actually using this gift, since all my family did was run from it or keep it a secret, you know, because my grandmother was a medium as well. So I went to go and see a medium for the very first time, and it changed my life, because at that moment I realized I could use this gift to help people to heal in a different way.
Your grandmother was a medium. Does it, what is it, something that you inherit, or is that normal?
Well, you know, when I say my grandmother was a medium, I don't mean that she was out doing this professionally. My grandmother had the ability to connect with the other side as well. And what's interesting is my mom is as well. My grandmother, my mom, and myself, we're all mediums. But, you know, it's not always hereditary. My sister has no ability whatsoever. And that's actually what my reality show was about. It was about, you know, following me and my mom being mediums and my sister not having a clue, to be honest with you. But the thing is that just because we're all mediums, the gift is different for each one of us. My grandmother used to get omens and forewarnings about things that would happen within the world, or things that were going to happen that were going to be big in public. My mom is someone who receives her information about life events, about a person's life. So she can look at you and tell you who your soulmate's going to be, how many children you're going to have, who you're going to get married to. Where my ability has always been seeing and hearing the departed. And I use this gift to deliver messages that the dead didn't get to tell the living when they were here alive here on Earth.
Okay. When you were growing up, because you had those family connections to these talents that you had, did people understand what your gifts were, or were they leery? Did they think maybe, like, how do people react? Do they treat you like you're unusual? Do they think that you might have some sort of problem? Do they try to medicate you? Because if somebody said, hey, I can talk to the dead, a lot of people would probably think, okay, that person might need to be on some sort of medication.
No, you know, you got to know that back in the day, that's exactly the reason why my grandmother and my mom never did this publicly. My grandmother and my mother never read for anybody publicly. This was not their career. It was not their profession. It was in a gift and ability that they had, and a gift and an ability that they kept hidden and closed off from the world. You know, back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, when my grandmother was alive, you could not talk about this for that reason. You could not talk about speaking to the dead, receiving signs from loved ones, connecting with the other side. It was not as open as it is now. So because my grandmother was so in fear of that, she kept it so hidden that not even my grandfather knew that she did this. And the same thing with my mom. My mom didn't tell a soul about, you know, her ability to connect with the other side. You know, just for a few very close friends and family members that absolutely needed their help, did they tell? And even when I was growing up, I was going down a similar path where I was keeping my gifts and abilities a secret, because when I was just a little boy and I started talking, you know, to friends that I made, you know, about the ghosts that I would see or the souls that would come and visit me, they would go home and tell their family and tell their parents, and their parents would contact my parents and say, hey, there's an issue with your kid. You know, he's saying that he's seeing people who had died. He's saying that he sees these people that aren't there. Like, you know, maybe you should contact somebody. Maybe you should contact the doctor. So that being said, I learned to shut it away just like my grandmother and my mom did. It wasn't until later on in life that, you know, I was much older. I was, you know, set in a different career working in the medical field, that I went to a medium myself, and it changed my life. It reopened. Something that was lost from years ago.
Okay, we're going to continue with your phone calls and your texts in a second. Not phone calls, text messages, if you have questions for Matt. As he is touring in Canada, London, Ontario, May the 1st at Centennial Hall, in Peterborough Memorial Center on the 2nd, the 3rd, Fallsview Casino in Niagara Falls, and May 6th and 7th in Winnipeg at the Club Regent Event Center. We'll ask our guest in a second what he would say to naysayers. Is it something that you have to see or experience to believe? Matt Fraser is our guest, and he is America's top psychic medium. We'll continue in a moment, and again, texts at 71010 here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
We are back here with a gentleman by the name of Matt Frazier, America's top psychic medium, and shows in Canada this coming week, actually. Actually, it's the end of April already. Oh, close anyway. May the 1st in London at Centennial Hall. May the 2nd, Peterborough Memorial Center, Fallsview Casino in Niagara Falls, and then to Winnipeg for two shows at the Regent Event Center. You can check out Matt Frazier's website to find out all of the deals that might be upcoming. What is it? I'm reading here that the percentage of people in North America who believe in people with these sort of powers, 41% of those polled believed in extrasensory perception, 26% believed in clairvoyance, 31% of those surveyed indicated that they believe in psychic communication and different things. Does that bother you that there are some people who don't believe in your abilities?
Well, first of all, where's that poll from?
This is from the United States Population Paranormal Topics, conducted by a Gallup poll.
I have no idea what. And when?
2005.
So the thing is that I believe that those numbers are a little bit low compared to the people that I talk to every day. Like, for example, you know, with all the millions of followers that I have, I seem to think otherwise. You know, I think that there's a lot more people that believe in psychic ability and mediumship and in the afterlife. Maybe they're afraid to talk about it. Maybe it's an old poll, but I'll tell you that there's people every single day that watch my television show, that read my books, that find out about me for one reason, because they've had some type of experience. Maybe they've gotten a sign from a loved one on the other side. Maybe it is that they've experienced something that they can't explain. But there's one thing that I've learned, and that is people are so curious to learn about what happens when you pass on. What about life after death? So, you know, that's the reason why I wrote my new book, We Never Die. And the moment that I published it, it became an instant New York Times bestseller for one reason, because I think this is something that people want to talk about, that they want to hear about, but they might be afraid to talk about it. So what I can tell you is that everybody starts off as a skeptic. Everybody starts off as a non-believer until you give them the evidence to make them believe. And then it's up to them to change their mind or to negate what they see right in front of them. So what I can tell you is that there are so many readings that I've done where I've been successfully able to turn skeptics into believers. I mean, you see it all across YouTube, to some of the newscasters that I read, to some of the celebrities that I read. I mean, one was Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg didn't believe in mediums, didn't want to talk to me. Jenny got a reading by me, Jenny McCarthy, his wife. She got a reading from me, and his friend came through, and she was like, oh my God, Donnie, you have to talk to Matt Frazier. And Donnie agreed, and he didn't, you know, he agreed but was reluctant to listen to anything that I said, but the information was so overwhelming that it completely changed him. And that's what I want to do for everybody. You know, if you're a skeptic, if you're a non-believer, come to a show, come to an event, and experience it for yourself, because it's you know, seeing is believing.
That's probably true with a lot of people. The other stat that I picked up here, and again, it's about 20 years old, the National Academy of Sciences.
Where are you getting these stats from?
I'm getting them from the, what do you mean? Like, you know that there's
are
a lot
Googling
of people.
Are you Googling them right now?
You know that, well, I did some research and I wanted to see how many people.
There's no way. You're definitely Googling them right now as you're on the phone with me.
Well, I did the research before the interview.
There's
I knew
no
you were coming
way.
On.
There's no way. What's the next stat? Go ahead.
But what do you mean, where am I getting these stats from? Like, you don't even know if it's a good stat.
I mean, no, because
it says 100% of people surveyed think that you're brilliant. No, it says the National Academy of Sciences, only 2% of people, scientists, responded, thought that extrasensory perception had been scientifically demonstrated.
What does that mean?
That means that only 2% of scientists believe what you have done, not you, but in general, psychics, that it has been scientifically been able to prove as being factual.
Oh, I believe that, because not everything can be proved with science. For example, you can't prove to me with science how much you love your mom or how much you love your dad. There's no scientific experiment that can make that factual. You know, there's no scientific experiment that we can do right now that can prove to us that there's heaven in the afterlife. But the thing is that that's where I try to go and bring proof, you know, by talking to the loved ones, by talking to the other side, to really show to people that, listen, there is another side of life to this. And the reason why I'm busting you on the statistics is that I've been a medium for, you know, my entire life. I've never had any statistics, and there's never been any dead person that came in that said, Matt, you know, 2% of people believe this and 30% of people said this. And I think it's funny because
How long have you been doing this and nobody said, hey, you do realize that half the population doesn't believe this? Come on, give me a break.
No, I don't believe that half the population doesn't
believe. Well, I'm just saying, like, nobody's ever confronted you with statistics before?
No. No, nor have I been asked. Nor have I been polled or asked. But what I'll tell you is this, is that, you know, I believe that back in the day, well, not that I believe, I pretty much know from, you know, my family and my legacy that back in the day, this was something that you couldn't really talk about. People were afraid to be open and to speak about it. But luckily, now with the mainstream media and people interviewing myself and having me on television shows and radio shows and, of course, having a reality show on NBC, I believe has really showed us that, listen, there is room to talk about this, and it's okay to talk about this. It's okay to talk about your experiences and connecting with the other side, because I believe, and, you know, I think this would be a good poll for you to put out on social media, on your social media, and ask people, you know, how many of you believe in psychics? How many of you believe in the other side? And then ask the question, how many of you have received signs from a loved one? Because what I'll tell you is this, is that the way that people find me is that they've had an experience themselves and they've connected in some way with their loved ones on the other side, whether it be through a dream, whether it be through a sign, whether it be through some type of a coincidence. Okay. There's so many ways that the souls try to come through and speak to us.
Okay. Again, so there's so many videos on YouTube, another fake psychic medium, Matt Frazier, predatory psychic scammer, easily become a psychic like Matt Frazier, telling people how you can scam people and get rich. What do you say to your naysayers?
They have to come to an event. You know, the thing is that people are going to say all kinds of things about you, right? Especially when you're on television and you have a show. But, you know, what did you type into Google to get, or YouTube to get that search result?
Well, you're just your name.
There's no way. You know, the thing is that if you look at all the hundreds. So the thing is,
well,
is
I typed in your name, and then one of the things that it suggested was fraud.
Well, of course. I mean, the thing is that if you just type in Matt Frazier, psychic medium, you'll see that the most popular videos on YouTube are the ones where skeptics and non-believers have come to an event or have come to a live show and they've experienced a profound reading. You know, they've had an experience that completely changed their life. You know, and that's one of the things that is so amazing is that, you know, of course people aren't going to believe, especially when they've never had an experience with the other side.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
But the thing is this, is that, you know, when you see these people, like, for example, Donnie Wahlberg and different celebrities and different people that I've talked to, it's amazing how you can walk in a skeptic and a non-believer and your life be forever changed.
All right. Matt Frazier is coming to Canada in London, Ontario at Centennial Hall, then in Peterborough Memorial Center, Fallsview Casino, Niagara Falls, and then off to Winnipeg at Club Regent Event Center. Matt, thank you very much for your time and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Ask Anything here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. I'm Jim Richards.